Take your holy book. Turn it to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. The Bible says, "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and he said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season Israel hath been without a true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city. For God did vex them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon. For they fell to them out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And he offered unto the Lord the same at the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen, 7,000 sheep. And they entered into the covenant to seek the Lord with their fathers, with all their hearts, with all their soul, that whosoever should not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And also concerning Micaiah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen, because she had made an idol in the grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all of his days, and he brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels, and there was no more war upon under the 35th year under the reign of Asa. We'll preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, against all odds. Against all odds. As we see this, we see the story of Asa. And if you've ever read these, what a marvelous story it is. We see Asa, and he comes up through the ranks, and he begins to ascend to the throne of grace. And we see in 2 Chronicles chapter 14 that his father Adonijah had died, and he was buried in the city of David. Amen. And so we see the story, and we see the story here of a leader in the making. We see someone that's going to step up, and he's going to take the reins, and he's going to begin to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord. He's going to come not only a leader, but he's going to become a spiritual leader that the people can follow. And when they begin to follow a spiritual leader, they begin to have success. Isn't it an amazing thing when that happens? Well, we see Asa said his father Abijah died. He's buried in the city of David. And the land was quiet for 10 years. And Asa did good, that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord God, Lord his God. Amen. If you want to see a change in your life, just start doing the things that's pleasing to God. The things that's not, hey, it may not be right in the eyes of this world. The world may not like it, but praise God, it'll sure bring glory to God's heart. Amen. They said, took away the altars and the strange gods in the high places, and break down the images and cut down the groves. So he began to do business, amen. He was a strong leader, and he had a strong directive. He had decided, praise God, God wasn't pleased with this stuff, so he just began to hack away at it. How does a strong leader lead? How are you ever going to get control of your life? You're going to have to just begin to do like Asa and just begin to hack away at those things that so easily beset you. You're going to have to take them one at a time and get them out of the way. Amen? I pray. Hey, it's just like in finances. If you had finance, you had debt. And I know people that went out and they got credit card debt. It's easy to get debt. Amen? And it's hard to get rid of it. It's a whole lot easier to get it than it is to get rid of it. But yeah, they'll get two or three cards, and next thing you know, they got them maxed out, $10,000 on this, $10,000 on that, $10,000 on that. But you know the only way to fix that is to take one card at a time, and just begin to pay on it. You pay it off, and then begin to pay on another, and you pay it till you take them out of the way. That's the same way with the obstacles in our lives today. We just need to take, with the help of the Lord, let Him begin to deal with them. As the leader of our life, we take charge of it, and we begin to hack away at those things that so easily beset us. We get rid of them one at a time with the help of the Lord. That's what Asa did, praise God. He had a strong directive, amen, and he had a strong direction to go with the Lord. He said cut down the groves, and he said he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and do the law and the commandment. Amen. So Asa said, you know what? It's time for it. He said, it's time to do right. It's time to do right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, it's time to do right. It's time to do right now. If we're ever going to do right, praise God, we need to do it in the day and hour we live. So we see Asa, praise God, against all odds, he began to take back the kingdom. He began to take back the people. He began to draw them back. He began to see them turning from their own ways and turning from the world and turning back to God. Amen. One person, okay, Asa, he began to redirect the whole nation, praise God. And he began to build them, and he began to make a strong allegiance, praise God, with God Almighty. Amen? Hey, praise God. The story that we see, he said we just need to be strong. Have to be strong. In order to be strong, said, man, we have to build a defense. Look what he said, what he does in verse number 5. Said, also he took away out of the cities of Judah and the high places and the images of kept, and the kingdom was quiet before him. And he built fences, fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest. And he had no war in those days because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought Him. He hath given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. Amen. Praise God, when we get the power of God, get on His side, and we begin to build for His glory, we begin to build a defense against the enemy. Praise God, God doesn't do nothing but bless that. He begins to help you in that, and they begin to build, and they begin to build the walls and the towers and the cities and the gates. Praise God, those places of defense. We need some places of defense today. What is that? That's the churches where we go and worship the Lord. It's the homes that we live in, praise God, where we read and study the Word of God, and we try to encourage each other in the Word. But Asa began to build these places. Amen. And Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears. And out of Judah, 300,000. And out of Benjamin, that bare shields and drew bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. So we see he had 580,000, praise God, that was ready to stand up. Amen, praise God. They've come along beside him, and they realized what he was doing. Realized the power that he had in God Almighty. And he began to see God moving in this man Asa. And they began to fall in line with him. Praise God, as he began to prepare the way before him. 580,000 men ready to go to battle. Amen. For the glory of God. But every time you think you're ready, praise God, something will always come up. And against all odds, praise God, God's able to make that difference. Amen. When God begins to move in the midst, we see that the Ethiopians rose up against him, and that Zerah, praise God, rose up against Asa. And he comes at him. In verse number 9, there came out against him Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,300 chariots and came unto Marasha. Amen. 1,000 with 300 chariots. Now, I don't know, my math may be fuzzy, but Brother Chris, 1,000, that's a million. Amen. Asa had 580,000 men that was ready to fight for the cause. And he come out, pray God, set himself up in array against Zerah. And when they looked across the valley and the hills, they saw over a million men, praise God, 1,000 and 300 chariots that they were against. Amen. Praise God, what do we do? Against all odds, what do we do? What do we do? How are we going to stand against all odds when the odds are stacked against us? How are we going to come out? How are we going to prevail? How are we going to get victory against all odds? As we look at the world today, as we see it, we can't help but apprehend and wonder if we're facing some strong odds today. It seems like the devils and the demons of hell is more prominent than they've ever been, that they're everywhere all over the place, and God just wanting to touch and change lives, but there's so many that's not wanting that change. They're not wanting a new perspective. They're wanting to stay with the same old way and expect a different result. But I will tell you, it doesn't work that way. We can't go on in our own pernicious ways and expect God to begin to do different things. Amen. We got to begin to make a difference. So Asa comes up against all odds. Against all odds, praise God, he comes against this mighty army. Sometimes in our life, against all odds, we're going to come against an army that's far superior to us. What does he do? Asa begins to cry out. He begins to call out, praise God, to the good God of heaven. In verse number 10, he said, then Asa went out against him, and he set the battle in array in the valley of Zephath, at Marasha, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God. Man, I want to tell you, that's where things begin to change. Things will begin to change when we begin to talk to God, when we go into the presence of the Lord and we begin to ask Him, anticipating what He can do for us. Even when we're against all odds, when the odds are stacked against us, praise God, there's a God in heaven today that can overcome the odds. Man standing, Brother Bobby, almost in a ratio of almost 2-1. Amen. Against 2-1 with 300 chariots. And the Bible says that Asa cried unto the Lord his God. Now, I want you to look at this brief prayer that Asa cried. Let me just say something this evening. It's good that we stay prayed up. It's good that we stay close to God. It's good that we keep a close relationship with Him and keep the line of communication open. Because we never know when we'll need to cry out to God. Amen. We don't need to make up time trying to get back to where we ought to be so we can talk to God. Amen. Somebody calls us on the phone and says, I've got an emergency. Could you please pray? I don't want to have to go in my prayer closet and try to get right with God so I can pray. Amen. Oh, me. I don't want to do that, praise God. I want to be ready to pray when somebody calls me to pray. He said, Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help. Amen. He said, Lord, it's no big deal for you helping us when no, you can. Asa had a confidence in his God. He knew what the Lord could do, praise God. It is nothing for thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us. Amen. Praise God, when you feel like you ain't got no power, no way out. That's what he said. He said, help us. O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Now watch this. I got this down to study earlier, and I thought, glory, I about had me a spell. He said, let not man prevail against thee. Amen. He prayed to God. He said, hey, listen. He said, I know it's an easy thing for you to help. We know what you can do. And said, but God, that we pray to you. You are our God. And we pray to you that man will not prevail. He didn't say against us. He didn't say against my army. He didn't say against my men. He's been praying that they will not prevail against you. Amen. Praise God. What a prayer. The Bible says, and God answered. And so the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Amen. 1,000,000 men with 300 chariots against 580 men with probably nowhere near as many chariots. But they had God on their side. I want to say tonight, it's still the same victory day, little as much when God is in it. He's able to overcome, praise God, against all odds today. We've seen it. We've seen the odds that we've overcome through Him. We've had people with cancer that said that didn't know that they could do it, didn't know if there's hope. But God Almighty has stepped in, and against all odds, they're still here today. Amen. Thank God for Miss Nadine here this morning. Gave her testimony how God Almighty showed her she had it, and God took it out and gave her soundness. Praise God. What a God we serve. And God begins to beat back the enemy. That's what He does. Said Asa and the people that were with him pursued them in the rear, and the Ethiopians were overthrown. And they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before His host. And they cried, and they carried away very much spoil. They smote all the cities round about Greer, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoil in them. And they smote also the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camels in abundance, and returned unto Jerusalem. Amen. Not only did they defeat the enemy, they defeated Zerah of Ethiopia. But when it talks about smiting the tents of the cattle and carrying away the sheep and the camels, they was talking about the cities of the Philistines as well. Amen. Praise God, they got in the way and they just took them as well. God just took them out of the way as well. When the odds are stacked against you, praise God, I want to say there's a God of heaven who's way bigger than the odds. And it began to change Asa's life. He began to see things. And the Bible says, praise God, said things began to happen in his life against all odds. The truths of God, the truth from God began to be revealed to Asa. And the Bible says in the reading of our text that Azariah, the son of Oded, he comes to Asa. He said he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, "Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin." Amen. He said, "I got something to tell you. I got a word from the Lord." Amen. He said, "The Lord is with you while ye be with Him. And if you seek Him, He will be found of you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you." Amen. That's fair enough. Amen. He said, "Well, preacher, I just don't believe that's right. That's just not biblical. The Bible said God will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. He won't. But if you keep pulling and tugging and jerking away from Him, He'll finally give you enough rope to hang yourself. Amen. We need to be conscientious of who we are and where we are. We need to stay with the Lord. We need to seek His will, seek His way. He said, the Lord's with you while you're with Him. Amen. That sounds logical to me. Amen. Why should I try to take care of somebody that won't take care of theirself? We do it all the time. Amen. Got people all over, especially Bobby, that we try to help all the time. Amen. You try and try to help them. You try to encourage them. You try to lift them up. You try to help them in this area or that area, and they won't even help theirself. It's hard to help somebody that won't help theirself. I can see what the Azariah is saying. Amen. He said, if you're not willing to help yourself, you're not willing to stay with God. You're not going to help get help from God. He said, if you seek Him, He said, you will be found of Him. He'll be found of you. You seek Him, you'll find Him if you seek Him early. He said, but if you forsake Him, He'll forsake you. Amen. We can't forsake the Lord. We got to stay with God. We're living a day and hour, praise God. Our people, our churches, our nation needs the Lord God Almighty like we've never needed Him before. We're living in an adverse time, praise God, when we're seeing people turning from the Lord in groves, running after the things of this world, trying to find hope and peace and satisfaction in everything else, every aspect of this worldliness. What we need right now is the Lord like we never needed Him before. He said, now for a long season Israel hath been without true God and without a teaching priest and without law. Amen. How can any family, home, or church persevere without the Lord God in it? We're going through a charade. We're playing make-believe. Amen. We need the Lord. We need the good God of heaven. We need His encouragement. We need His teaching. We need His instruction for us, for our families, for our children. But listen to what He says. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, He was found of them. Have you ever thought about how amazing it is that we'll run on without ever thinking about God? We'll not pray. We'll not think about Him. We'll not go to church. We'll not seek Him and seek His will, seek His way, seek to talk to Him, to walk with Him, to be led of Him, and just go on in our own pernicious ways. And all of a sudden, like that old prodigal down there in the pig pen, we throw down the pail, we jump the rail because we say, we don't want to go to hell, and we cry out to God. And yet, isn't it amazing that He's right there all the time? Amen. He doesn't leave us to forsake Him, but He's right there. And He said, when they sought Him, they found Him. Amen. If you need something today, just get to looking. Look for it in the Lord, praise God. You'll find it. You'll find what you need in the Lord. He said, in those times there was no peace to him that went out nor him that came in. Sounds like the world that we're living in, don't it? The more I read this, I thought, man, this sounds just like today. In retrospect, you could almost say this is the day and hour that we're living in. People are searching and seeking to find peace and hope and joy, and they're not finding it. They're just finding discouragement and dissatisfaction. But great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the country. Amen. Just a vexation. There was no hope in it. There was no promise in it. There was no peace in their searchings. He said, nation was destroyed of nation, city of city. For God did vex them with all adversity. Amen. God just poured out adversity on them. He said, you just want to live in adversity? Go ahead. I don't know about you. I don't want to live in adversity. I want to live in the hope and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want Him to be the Lord of my life. Praise God. But He said, be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. Amen. So what He was telling them, Azariah was telling them, He said, if you'll just seek the Lord, you'll draw nigh to Him. You'll put your confidence in Him. He'll make that difference. And you know that had to get to Asa because he knew that. He had done went up against Zerah. He had been up against the Ethiopian army, an army that was twice as big as his own. Praise God. He should have been defeated. He should have been beat down. But with just the simple words of prayer, God Almighty intervened and God gave him the victory against all odds. Amen. We can have the victory today against all odds. And Asa began to see the truths of God. He began to realize the manifestation of the power of the Almighty. When he heard the words of the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin. Amen. He said this morning he began to get rid of those things. Those hindrances in his life, those things that would keep him from focusing on the Lord. He said, out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. That's God Almighty. Amen. So he gathered all Judah and Benjamin. And now watch this. I like this right here. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon. For they fell to them out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Amen.
Can you imagine what's taking place? Asa, praise God, he walks with God. God begins to bless him. God begins, the people around the communities and the neighbor communities begin to see the power of God and his blessings upon God's people. And they begin to pour into the land. They begin to look for that hope. They begin to look for a place. They begin to look for peace. They begin to look for joy. They begin to look for God one more time. And they begin to see the good God of heaven, the God of Asa. And he begins to manifest himself, praise God, in their sights. And these people pour into these nations. Amen. In abundance, they begin to pour in. People begin to come in. That's what needs to happen in churches today. We need to seek the Lord with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our body, our strength. And when we do that, when you and I do that, we'll see the church doors open and we'll see people filing in. We'll see people coming in to get help. People coming in to get hope. People coming in to be encouraged. Realizing that there is an awesome and a mighty God. And His name is Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. So he gathers them up. He said, so they gathered together themselves at Jerusalem in the third month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. Amen. In the reign of Asa, they gathered together. Now listen to what they do. He said, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. They entered into a covenant. Amen. They went and covered together. They said, we're going to take the Word, we're going to believe the Word, we're going to accept the Word of God. We're going to enter into this covenant with all their heart and with all their soul. The fiber of their beings, praise God, they said, we're going to seek the Lord. Amen. And said that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Amen. That's pretty rash, isn't it? That's pretty harsh. They said, you know what? We're going to seek a covenant. We're going to make a covenant with God. We're going to seek God. And we're going to put away the idols and the idol worship and the false gods and the false religions. And we're going to stay with and seek the true and the living God. And we're going to walk with Him. There was a fellow told me this week. He said, well, preacher, we have to be more patient because there's more beliefs than just yours. And there's more gods than just the God that you serve. I said, sir, I said, you messed up. I said, there's only one true and living God, and that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that makes that difference. He's the one that we worship and praise. He's the one that said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Him. He's the one that we need to be encouraging people. And whether they like it or not, we need to be telling them that there is a God, and His name is Jesus. Praise His holy name. He can make that difference. The Bible says that they swear unto the Lord with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And praise God, it was probably on the feast. They probably may have even been, at this time of year, would have maybe been probably Pentecost. They was celebrating, praise God, and they was at the Feast of Tabernacles. They was lifted up and they was praising God. They made a covenant that they were going to go and stay with God. They were going to walk with the Lord. It's in all Judah. Rejoiced at the oath they had sworn with all their heart and sought Him with their whole desire. And He was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Amen. They had rest in the Lord. Do you realize there's rest in the Lord tonight? There's not a whole lot of places that you can find rest and peace and hope tonight, but you can find rest, peace, and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You won't find it out in the world. That maybe intermittent happiness. But I've told you before, happiness depends on what happens. So you can be happy now and sad after a while. Hello? But praise God that I'm glad there's peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we make a covenant, when we step out, God, when we make a decision. Amen. Asa said, you know what? We're going to have to set our sights on the Lord. Now, did he stay that way? No, he kind of got dissuaded. In chapter 16, he went to get help somewhere else and stood trusting the Lord. Whenever we start trusting somebody else besides the Lord, you'll start getting defeated. Amen. Victory won't come except for the Lord. But here we see Asa, and he begins to make plans. Amen. Against all odds, praise God, God delivers again. And then Asa begins to take away those things that needs to be taken away. Even the point that, and listen to this, verse 16, and I'm done. He said, also concerning Micaiah, the mother of Asa, the king, he removed her from being queen. Now this would actually have been his grandmother, okay? It would have been his grandmother. He said, and concerning Micaiah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed her from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa cut down her idol and stamped it out and burned it at the brook Kidron. Amen. He said, hey, I'm gonna stop when I get out of my house. So he goes to his grandmother. He said, my ma, this ain't gonna work. He said, this idol that you've got, this idol, this grove, praise God, he said, that's got to go. He said, I'm gonna have to ask you to step down from your position as the queen because you're not setting a good example. Amen. Hello. His own grandmother. He rebuked her because of her idol. Amen. Praise God. You say you ought to rebuke her grandmother. We ought to love them. Amen. Help them to see the truth, to see the light. Asa was serious about this thing. Amen. He was serious. He took it serious. He said, hey, God, if you'll stay with God, God will stay with you. But he said, if you leave God, God will leave you. And he said, I don't want God to leave me. I want God to be with me, to touch me, to help me, to minister to my spirit, to help my nation, to help our people. Praise God. Amen. So he began to take those things away and he got rid of them. Praise the Lord. Made a difference in his life. Because against all adversity, praise God, Asa rose up in just one verse, praise God. He prayed and he talked to God, believing, and God manifest himself in destroying the enemy. Amen. The Ethiopian army with 1 million marching men and 300 chariots. God put them down, drove them out from before them, and gave them victory in the Lord. Amen.